let's try to put this in a historical context if we can. You mentioned the internal combustion engine. It was just a little more than a century ago that that engine started to replace the horse-drawn option for mobility. So with that as a reference point, how would you frame the pursuit of electrified mobility in American history? How big is this?
That's an interesting question. And in some ways, this is a fundamental shift in the boundaries of transportation infrastructure when you think of the electric component. Whereas before, the vehicles carried their fuel source in their gas tanks. And so the boundaries of the infrastructure ended with maybe the roads that they run on and, of course, the fueling facilities and everything. However, now it's a coupling of these two infrastructure systems, right? So the electric grid with the transportation system. So it becomes so-called like a system of systems or a coupled infrastructure, which has its own challenges. And in that sense, it is different. However, from a systems perspective, most of the electric vehicles today are just replacing their equivalent internal combustion engine vehicles. So, you know, a Tesla sedan is replacing some other kind of sedan that was running on the road. And the way they operate on the system is not fundamentally changing beyond the charging or refueling element. So while this is perhaps more aligned with our existing transportation system, the coupling with infrastructure, I think, creates a sort of different set of issues.